Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
But first, this afternoon, the Women of Honour Group has called for the urgent establishment of a tribunal of inquiry into allegations of emotional abuse, physical torture, bullying and sexual misconduct in the Defence Forces. At 6:30 this evening, in about 2 hours' time or so, the group will be meeting the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and the Taoiseach and Minister for Defence Micheál Martin in government buildings. Well, Diane Byrne is a member of the Women of Honour Group and a retired Army captain and joins me now in advance of that meeting. Diane Byrne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
What will you be saying to the Taoiseach and Taoiseach in about 2 hours?
Well, we'll be saying a lot of what we've been saying all along for the last 2 years at this point. There are three key issues for us at this point, but they've always been the case. There needs to be an inquiry that is in full public view at this point. We've always been clear it needs to be an independent, full public statutory inquiry that deeply investigates the broad spectrum of issues that we've been highlighting. So a tribunal of inquiry, something held in public to public scrutiny, because this is such a critical public issue. That's the only option at that point. So that's the first key issue for us. The second one is the self-investigating aspect of this. It really is not sitting well due to the secrecy and the concealment that we've all experienced for so many years to have a situation where the department that needs to be part of the investigation, that needs to be subject to it, are the people that are having the final decision on, you know, what exactly is being investigated. We need it very, very broad. We've always been very clear that the terms of reference need to be extremely broad. It was one of the reasons we objected to the independent review group, because the terms of reference going to that were extremely narrow. And there are so many issues and they're very broad. And a lot of them can appear quite subtle, but they're very sinister and very damaging to individuals. So if we don't get the broadest sense in terms of terms of reference going forward on this, what's going to happen is these problems are going to linger and fester and go on for decades more than they've already gone on for. So anything that's too narrow is just not going to cut it.
And as of now, going into the meeting, Diane, is it your understanding that and the government have committed, haven't they, to the establishment of a statutory inquiry, but is it your understanding that they will not be complying, or that at least that there's some rejection or denial that in setting up an inquiry, a statutory inquiry, similar to what you've outlined there?
Not necessarily. We're hopeful. We'll always stay hopeful, because this is what we're looking for, and we're going to keep going until really that's what's put in place. There has been conversations had where there has been no decision made, but the talk of putting a commission of inquiry in place has always been put forward, not necessarily decided upon, but alluded to. But we've a lot of issues with that, in that it's held in private, and that's just not going to get the confidence and the trust or the faith of the people that need this looked at. So it's been talked about. They've put it forward. There has been arguments put forward around cost and around time, but really time is not an issue for us in a lot of ways, because we've wasted so much time already. The independent review group in itself was, while it was a damning report, was somewhat of a waste of time, because now we've damaged the morale. It didn't investigate anything. There was no legal powers, and people are destroyed with no solution at that point. We're back to square one again. So I don't think it's necessarily fait accompli in that we've been told that so far, whether they've decided that and just not communicated with it.
If you're told, to go back to one of your points there that you outlined, that this inquiry be open and transparent and visible to the public. Now, one of the arguments in tribunals of inquiry previously is that if that were to be the case, it could impugn the reputation of someone, or it could find somebody in some way culpable. And then it leads people to have legal representation and run to the courts to shut down certain modules and so on. If it were put to you that maybe a commission of inquiry would be better to expedite the inquiry in full and get it done, would you be convinced of that?
No, absolutely not. We've had these situations. We've had reviews. We've had things that just haven't been clear cut. They haven't been transparent. They haven't been visible. And there just isn't the faith. This is as much about perception and having the buy-in from the hundreds, if not thousands, of victims and members of the Defence Forces, and the public themselves have very little faith that anything that happens behind closed doors will really do what needs to be done. So we'll take the time.
What if it delays it for years?
We're at this for years as it is. And many of us, there's many people really, really struggling with this for a lot of years and have never gotten closure. So if they, I don't think they're going to get the closure out of anything done behind closed doors either.
Okay. Am I understanding you correctly then, Diane, that the Women of Honour are saying if those three elements in particular, and I know there are more, aren't complied with, that you won't be cooperating with the statutory inquiry? Would that be fair?
Well, look, we're reasonable people. So if they can convince us that, like, we'll always be prepared to listen to the other point of view. We're not so steadfast in our position that we won't listen. But it's going to be very, very hard to convince us that anything that what we believe at this point and what all the people that have contacted us have been very clear on the issues that they have, that anything less than what they are looking for and we are looking for is going to do what needs to be done, then it's going to be very hard for us to continue. But we'll always keep coming to the table and explaining our perspective and be open to what's put to us. But it's really going to be very, very hard to convince us off this position.
Okay, and I know you're bringing your own version of terms of reference to the table and to the meeting as well in just under 2 hours' time. We'll hope to get an update on that if you're finished by the time we come off air. Diane Byrne, member of the Women of Honour Group and retired Army Captain, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.